This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Amy Shark and Mark Hoppus there with Psycho on Ash London Live. It is our final show, and this is the final break.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Who would have thought?
My waters haven't broken yet. That could have been great, but unfortunately, he's not a performer like his mother. Wowzers McGee. I don't want to make this emotional because I just want to take it for what it is, and that is that for the past 5 years, I have lived my absolute freaking dream. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with music. Mariah Carey Music Box, first album, Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, favorite album. I watched MTV and Channel V religiously, and my dream was just to be a part of this world and just to be a part of pop music. And I cannot believe that I have gotten to do that. I've gotten to travel the world, attend amazing gigs, become friends with artists, and really celebrate music. And I think the thing I'm proudest of is that in introducing people to new songs and artists, I've been able to introduce music to their life so they've got new memories, because music makes everything better. It really, really does. Ash London Live is a dream come true for me. There aren't many women doing their own thing on the radio, and that breaks my heart. But my hope is that at some point over the past 5 years, girls and women around Australia have tuned in and heard this show and know that they can have any career they want to have. Even if they don't see a lot of women doing it, it is possible. You can make your own future. You can make your own mark. You can do whatever the hell you want to do with your life. Don't let anyone tell you you can't, because you are anything, because you're gay, straight, white, black, female, male, none of the above. You can do whatever you want to. You just got to get in there. You got to make it happen. You got to chase your dreams. Don't take no for an answer. This show has introduced me to my husband. It's introduced me to my very best friend, and it's introduced me to a family of incredible producers who I can't look at because I will start crying. But honest to God, we're family, man. I have the best producers in the world, and Nights Radio isn't easy. You give up a lot of your life because you're here at work when everyone's out having dinner and going out and having fun. We're at work together. But I'm so lucky that I love you guys so much, and I genuinely love you so much, and coming to work is a pleasure. There's always so much love and respect, and not many people can say that they work with people they genuinely love. You guys are so good to me. It's been a hard year with pregnancy and with COVID, but, you know, where I have pulled back because I've been too tired or too sick, you guys have, you know, taken up, you know, and done it. And worked harder, and you made the show sing. This show has been amazing this year, not because of me, but because of you guys, and I really mean that. So shy guy, not so shy anymore, little one. You're very confident, maybe talking a bit too much.
We're okay. Yeah, I have been pulled aside there, mate. You're talking way too much.
And Nat Fagan, who organises all of our competitions. CC, audio producer, who has worked so hard
above
this
and
week.
Beyond this week.
Unbelievable. And his wife is about to have a baby as well. So incredible work. Sarah Jane, who we've accidentally called Sarah until you told us 6 months later, your name's actually Sarah Jane. Casual Sarah, I love you so much. You are so smart and so incredible. And you're going to be all of our bosses one day. Please give me a pay rise one day when I need it. To Hamish, to Todders, to Jace, who's our longest running boss. I should have pretended to forget Trin, because she's the.
It's not too late. It's not like she's crying in the corner.
Tasty Trin, my little sister. Oh, I love you. I'm so proud of you. Honestly, you've grown so much on this show. The work you do is above and beyond. You care so much. And I hope that more than anything, I've imparted you not just, you know, work stuff, but life stuff. And I know that you'll find your Adrian in due time. You deserve the absolute world, and I adore you, sweetheart. And thank you to all of the listeners. I mean, you guys have made my dreams come true. It's that simple. And this has been a community of love and encouragement. And I'm just so proud. I'm so proud. I'm going to miss you, Shaga. I'm going to miss you staring back at me with your bad hair, because you haven't had a haircut.
I'm going to miss giving you an eye roll every time you go off script or off topic.
Telling me to wrap it up. So the big question that's left is, what's the last song I'm going to play on the radio?
Your this number has been one on your playlist.
A music show for the past 5 years. And I was like, do I choose a song? What do I do? Do I want to send a message? And I thought, no, I'm going to go with that kind of raw passion inside of me that made me get into this job in the first place, which means as I wrap up 5 years of my, of course I haven't turned my phone off.
Of course it does.
I mean, why would I start now? So as I wrap up 5 years, it has been a crazy life. It has been a loca life. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm going to leave you with a song that well and truly made me fall in love with music. And it's Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca. May you all live wonderful, crazy lives. I miss you already. Thank you for making my dreams come true. I love you guys so much. And I'll see you on the next adventure. I don't know what it is because I don't have a job anymore. Goodbye. Bless you. Stay well, happy and safe. And here's some Ricky Martin. I love you.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.